Salem city officials are creating a master plan in efforts to attract more shoppers and visitors to the city's downtown. And it comes as developers have recently purchased the former Valleydale plant in the city. Salem Mayor Randy Foley joins Evan Jones and I this morning live in our studio to talk about the city's present and future goals. And Mayor Foley, welcome to our studio. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Joey, and good morning, Evan.
Now, Mayor Foley, let's get started here. What have the new Valleydale owners told you?
Well, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with the property. I think they have a lot of different ideas, and we're just waiting to see how it plays out.
Along that line, Mayor Foley, have any of the Valleydale purchasers approached you yet asking or suggesting they might ask for city grants or incentives? And would you be willing to consider taxpayer dollars for that purpose?
They have not approached us officially yet. I think the anticipation is that all developers these days of all types and all sorts around the world are going to ask for some types of incentives. So at this point, I can't speak to or don't know exactly what, but we anticipate that will happen.
And you wouldn't rule out at least considering them?
I think you have to.
Okay. What do you see as the ideal use or uses of the Valleydale facility?
Well, I'm not as creative as others, so I have difficulty maybe seeing some of the different concepts that are out there, but I think it would be a great facility for some kind of mixed use, light manufacturing, perhaps some residential, perhaps not. Probably, again, my guess would be it maybe be a multiple businesses. I don't know that it's fits just one, but it may. Again, I don't know exactly what they're considering or what the possibilities are.
Now, behind all this, the first time I ever, as a reporter, met a Salem city official, one of the first things that was brought up long-term was getting something done with the Valleydale facility. It's obviously been a prime, important goal for Salem. Why is it so important?
Well, it's a large facility, obviously, and it's in a part of the city that is historical to our development throughout history, and I think it's important that it become a magnet for energy and excitement and for activity. And so I think it's important in that way. There also are other facilities that are very important, and there are a lot of exciting things happening in Salem and not just at Valleydale.
And we'll get to energy and excitement because I know that's part of what you have in mind for downtown, and we'll get to that in a moment. But just for this moment, let me change gears and get to the high school, where it should be noted you graduated about 30 years ago.
You don't need to remind me.
I've been longer than that for some other people, trust me. But in any event, the school board is developing plans for a major renovation to it. And the initial proposal that they presented came to, if I recall, something like more than $50 million. I think it was $53. Is that a reasonable price tag from your standpoint? Because the city obviously would have to be the one to allocate the money.
It may be a reasonable figure for them and for the consultants for what they want to do. I don't know that it's reasonable for the citizens of Salem to tackle that type of financial mountain, if you will. I think we'll find middle ground and find a figure that works for them and gets them what they need and want and gets the citizens what they need and want while also being fiscally responsible.
You would not argue with the notion that some work is needed?
Without a doubt, work is needed. And they have begun to do some things. The concept is to renovate the building. It would not be raised and we would not build new. So they have already begun taking smaller steps to repurpose and revitalize the areas that are going to be used again in the future.
All right, it's 8:49. Salem Mayor Randy Foley joining us in studio this morning, talking a bit about future planning and what's going on in Salem. And Mayor Foley, Salem is working on selling air rights over some city-owned surface parking lots. The Hampton Inn in downtown Roanoke comes to mind over the parking ramp there. Are you pursuing something similar in Salem?
Well, thanks, Joey. No, we're not looking for something over a parking garage like the Hampton Inn because that doesn't exist in Salem. But the concept is very similar. Building over property owned by the city, potentially, and it is similar to the Hampton Inn. So we are considering that. We actually had a public hearing several months ago about selling those air rights to developers. And in a recent RFP, request for proposal from developers, we asked them to submit any ideas they had.
What kind of uses do you envision as being realistic over the Salem lots?
Well, that's why we asked for the responses to the RFP. anything from actual structure, you know, business, offices, residential, parking garages, the whole lot. I mean, we were looking just simply for ideas and may act if we get a response that is appropriate.
And this is just one part with your overall plans for Salem, for the downtown area. You talked just a few minutes ago about energy and excitement. What's been accomplished so far, and what can we see next, and when?
Well, management and staff has done a great job over the past couple of years of getting together with citizens and consultants and developing ideas and plans for downtown. And they've done a great job, and we're looking forward to seeing those things come to fruition. There are lots of different conceptual plans out there now that citizens can see and participated in the past, and we're looking forward to making that happen. We have received some grants from both the state and federal level, and we're looking forward to applying those funds to the different ideas that have been developed over the past couple of years.
Now, Salem has its own identity, no question about that, one that is apart from Roanoke. Why is it important that you do this?
Well,
this work now?
Well, it's important because we need to continue to progress and move forward. We've done a great job. The forefathers, if you will, or the people, the leaders in 20, 30, 40 years ago did a great job of developing the sports industry. And we continue to utilize that, and it's a huge benefit to the city, but we cannot continue to do that forever, in my opinion. We need to maybe not discontinue that, but to, or as it begins to wane, we need to develop new ideas and concepts and new things that are going to move the city forward as that industry maybe takes a back seat or plays out, and we just need to continue to evolve.
Speaking of industry, and I'm thinking going back to Valleydale, which of course has not been an industrial part of the city for some time now, you do have some major manufacturers in town, GE, Yokohama, come first to mind. Do you see any realistic chance, Mayor Foley, that Salem could still attract other large businesses, or is that something that's just in the past and that your economic development efforts must mainly now go in other directions?
It's my opinion they need to go in other directions. I just think in this day and age, whether it's Salem or anywhere else in the valley, the likelihood of attracting a large manufacturer or employer are probably remote. So therefore, you need to prepare for smaller, still large perhaps, depends on your definition of large, but other businesses that employ smaller numbers of people. Now, some of the existing larger employers that are still there continue to expand, and that helps us as well. But I think when you look at new industry coming to the community, we have to look at smaller to medium-sized businesses in some of the in the STEM areas, you know, science, technology, engineering, health, et cetera. So those are the kinds of things we need to be looking at, not large manufacturers like the old days.
Now, we are speaking with Salem Mayor Randy Foley, who is coming up, it should be noted, up to 9 years as Salem Mayor. How has the city changed in that time before, and for better? And if you could, if there's a way that you think it might be for worse that needs addressing.
Well, when I first was elected, it was just before the big bust in the mid-2000s, and so things were going well. And then for everyone, of course, in government, business, et cetera, we hit a wall, and things were pretty stagnant for a number of years. But I can say without any reservation that the past 2 years, we have begun to see ideas and energy around doing new things in Salem from the private sector, from developers, as well as the city officials, management willing to tackle new ideas. Their revenues are improving, and so we're able to act on some of these ideas. And it's very, very exciting to me personally, and I think to the community, because there are several different projects that are out there that could really transform the city.
Mayor Randy Foley of Salem has been with us this morning. Mayor Foley, we appreciate your time and talking about the plans and what's going on right now and looking ahead toward the future for your city. So thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joey, and thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Mayor.
WFIR News Time now is 8:55.